chaplain.
Or, I mean, the very top chain of command. Eisenhower was one. MacArthur was one.
What do they call them? I can't think of.
Well, they're not not captain or lieutenant or anything like that. They're way up there. The
way up, I know.
Four-star.
I can't think of.
Or brigadier.
Brigadier general? Yeah.
All right. Do you ever have a name around here for a part-time preacher? A rather unskilled preacher who fills...
Assistant.
Do you ever hear him called a jackleg preacher?
No.
Not a very good term, is it?
No, I wouldn't. Is that an Eastern?
Yard axe is another one, yeah. Now, a man who is in charge of a court, there's a case tried in front of the...
judge.
And a person who goes to a school is a...
student. Boy, I'd like to serve on the court. As a juryman, as an education.
A woman who takes notes for the boss and writes his letters for him, types.
Secretary.
And the town officers around here would be called...
There's a mayor and town clerk, supervisor.
You have sort of representatives of different areas?
Yeah.
You call them selectmen or reeve or what? Councilman?
Councilman, yes.
Now, you're not a Canadian, you're a...
an American.
And a fellow who has a dark brown skin would be called a what? I mean, he's an American too. That race is not a white race. It's a
Malay race.
Dark.
That's
another word. Yeah.
A Negro. Okay. Well, what's going to happen to that stuff together?
Well, we got troubles. I don't know. Wish I did. Wish I knew the answer, but
what about Wheaton?
We haven't been faced with any great problems. We don't have many Negro students, and the ones we do have aren't particularly upset. So.
And that was a pastor up here at Deerfield here 10 years ago, and now the colored people come in from the streets.
Well, they just live a block from where I live. We've got some living in the town.
And the property is going to depreciate very fast if they come in.
We're not getting many in. I just built a house near where they live, that's all. That was my problem. Now, do you ever have a word for a man who never gets in around the people much? He's kind of lives off by himself, never associates with anybody.
Well, you wouldn't call him a hermit necessarily, would you?
Well, could.
Could. They're few and far between.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a rustic? Call him a rustic or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Now, the man who brings the letters to you every day is the
mailman. Yeah.
Now, if your wife is calling you to go with her and you aren't quite ready, you might say, I'll be ready in...
just a few minutes. I'm still at a loss to know what this is going to do you any good.
Oh, I've got to do a lot of work on this and analyze all these things. I'll compare what... This is now Bureau County. I'll compare it with Lee and all the other counties and see whether you agree with them and where the lines change and why they change.
Lee will get... There's quite a lot of Irish in Lee.
Yeah, Irish, huh?
Yeah. Parsons in Lee County. Uh-huh.
Is he Irish?
No, German descent. Well, no, English, I guess. Really, his wife is German.
Is there a town, Oswego, anywhere?
Yes, yes.
You might then ask somebody, how far is it?
Is it from here to Oswego? Yeah, it's up here toward the neighborhood. We go through it every time we look for a daughter.
Okay, now if you had something here which you wanted somebody to see, you'd say, right, loud, here.
Hey, look at this.
Okay. And somebody wants to know how many times you go to town a week.